I'm Judith Bourne. I'm a senior lecturer at London Metropolitan University.
Tell me about the PhD that you're working on at the moment.
So it's actually really just looking at the life of Helena Normanton, because she has lain in a really about 24 boxes in the Women's Library, which is part of my university. And it's a PhD that's looking at her life and her legal career. She was the first woman to practice at the bar. And I think if you were asking me to sum her up, I would say she was formidable, very intelligent, but probably not very well suited to the bar.
Why?
That's a really difficult question. That really is the crunch of it. Why wasn't she successful? Probably because there was a lot of sexism. Also because of her personality, that she tended to, overdo is too strong a word, but perhaps every case that she had, she turned into a little mini state sort of prosecution. And I think probably her personality wasn't right for the bar either. I wonder whether she was a pioneer and then perhaps maybe she should have stepped into academia. I'm not sure she was actually well suited towards the actual career. She had some kind of social mission, whereas in fact the bar isn't like that. The bar is really about being a taxi. So you pick up clients and you deal with them and you make your money, whereas she really had some kind of social yearning.
Are you sort of saying that everything was almost like a political statement, just the very work that she was doing?
I think so, yes. I think that really was her central problem. She was there because she saw herself as helping society and as promoting women's equality rather than just being a taxi service. But perhaps if she was here now, she would take great offence about that statement, and I wouldn't want to be on the wrong side of her.
She bore the brunt of all this for everybody else.
That's right. When I went to the bar, I appreciated there was sex discrimination, but I never appreciated the actual challenges that she went through for me to be able to qualify. I think for her, she probably should have been a pioneer and then maybe stepped aside, whereas in fact she didn't. She carried on trying to practice, but she didn't manage to make a living from it. She had to earn money by letting rooms, by journalism, because she couldn't actually afford to live on her wages from the bar.
It must be very interesting to study a person. I mean, do you find that you become obsessed with this person that you're studying?
I am slightly obsessed with her, and I do worry all the time about, and I know logically it's ridiculous, but I do worry about what would happen if she suddenly walked into a room and confronted me. She'd probably say, why has it taken you so long? Why haven't you finished it? And you are misrepresenting me. Whereas actually I'm trying to be very fair. She was a historian and she didn't leave diaries. And I don't understand that. Why didn't she do that? Because clearly she expected someone to write her life, because all her papers have been annotated by her, because I know her handwriting. So why didn't she leave a diary? Why didn't she make it easier? There are lots of questions that I can't answer. For example, why she didn't have children. I have an idea why she didn't, but why didn't she actually do that? If she had left a diary, I'd be able to answer those questions. And I'm a lawyer and I expect certainty. I'm a property lawyer. My day job is very simple, whereas this is much harder. I'm having to guess a lot of it. And that's really frustrating.
What will you do when it's finished? It's the end of a relationship.
I will get very drunk, but I have a feeling it won't be the end of a relationship somehow with her, because it would then become my mission to actually bring her to the attention of every single female law student in the country, because they should know about her and they should appreciate her.